So guys, now that we've realized that he is pretty behind on modern day slang, I think that it's time that we learn more about him and his deficiencies and what he doesn't know, and we can teach him today. So I think, Dad, if I'm not mistaken, we have questions that we need to get into. Let's start. Samantha, what are your future goals now after graduation? Congrats, by the way. Thank you, princess. What are my future goals now? Well, the first thing is, I heard a lot about last year. I got a lot of love. And any time that I have the opportunity to express how grateful I am just to get the feedback that I got, oh my gosh, you guys, my dad and I are at the Knicks game. Like what is it called? The fifth one? How do you say it?
It was game five.
The game-winning?
Game five.
Game five. We were in game five.
Of the NBA Finals.
Of the NBA Finals 2026. We were in San Antonio. Timothée Chalamet comes up. And my dad's, you know, just talking, yelling, doing, like, all the things that he normally does.
I'm not always yelling. Stop that. But go ahead.
All the things he normally does. And Timothée Chalamet walks up. And he's like, hey, Steven, whatever, whatever, whatever. Like, that. This is how I remember, of course. And then he looks at me and he points at me and he was like, you, I recognize you. You're so talented. And I thought to myself, like, wow, I feel so blessed and grateful that Timothée Chalamet cares more about me than he does about my dad. And that gave me the will to live a day more. But I think that I would love to do my own podcast. I think all the love that I got last year and all the things that people were telling me, I would love to do. I'm going to college. Am I allowed to say what school?
What?
I'm going to the University of Southern California. Go Trojans. Fight on. I start in the fall. I'm so excited. I'm studying cinema and media, so like half film, TV, half media journalism. I'm super excited. I love my friends there. They're all so cool. Shout out to my roommates. Love you guys the most. And
you barely know them.
ABCDEFG. I love you guys. And I'm so excited to start in the fall. So I'm going to college, hopefully starting my own podcast soon. Also still acting, of course. I love acting. I've been acting since I was younger. And also,
yes, we've noticed a few minutes ago. Go ahead.
These are fighting words, Dad.
Well, listen, you talk about starting your own project. We didn't talk about that. You got grades to achieve first.
Oh, well, straight A's, of course, you guys. That's a given. We're smart. Beauty and brains. Clock it. Go ahead. Clock it.
Beauties and brains.
Okay.
Dating life updates? There better not be a damn date life
dating
update.
Dating life updates.
It better be zero. It better be nothing. I know that much. Go ahead and answer the question. It better not be a damn thing. Nothing.
Am I answering honestly, or am I giving like a PR answer? Honestly, you guys. Last time we checked in, you know, he had a lot to say, you know, and if you just pan to his face right now, like this glare isn't making me feel the best. So we're gonna tread carefully here. Dating is going like this. If I had to give my two cents, I would say, you know, falling in love is wonderful, and falling in love is great. And, it, you know, the right person will bring out the best parts of you. But, you know, sometimes you have to choose you. And like we said at the beginning of the episode, respect is important. And, you know, I'm single and I'm thriving and I'm about to go to college, so I think, you never know, but right now we're chilling. Like right now we're relaxing and we're choosing me and we're traveling and we're taking care of ourselves. And that's what I have to say. But, oh, Dad, question. How do you feel about situationships?
What are situationships?
A situationship is when there's someone that you really like and you guys kind of act like you're in a relationship, like you go on, like you do relationship things, you hook up, but you're not in a relationship. Like, that's not your boyfriend.
I have no problem with that whatsoever for anybody 30 and older.
Say more.
That says it all.
What? Why? Why can't I be in a situationship?
Because you're too damn young. Wet behind the ears, breath smelling like Similac, ain't done nothing yet. I don't give a damn about no damn situationship. Okay? You're too young for that. Focus on school. Focus on achieving your goals. Be aspirational. You understand? Mm-hmm. And make sure that in the event that you do date somebody eventually, hopefully about 10 years from now, and you bring him to see your daddy, that you know what? He's somebody that respects you and cherishes you and values you. Don't bring some bum, you understand, some little cockroach in front of my face.
Tread carefully.
You understand? Don't do that.
But I think situationships are nice, Dad. If hypothetically I were to have been in one.
That had never better, that better had never happened.
No. I don't do anything.
You better not.
Of course not.
Let's move on to the next question.
Next question.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Ew, 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 ew. Ugh.
I'm good. I appreciate
it. Next question.
No,
ew.
No, okay. Ew. So is your dad single? Asking for myself.
Next.
I'm not married, but I'm good. My life is good. I'm not looking for anybody. I appreciate the question, though. Thank you so much. We can move on.
Girl, better taste. Good afternoon.
Really?
Is your dad the life of the party at family events? We haven't had a family event in a minute. I think we used to get down when I was younger. We used to have, you know, like barbecues at the house and stuff. But is he the life of the party, would I say? He's more like a corner guy. He's more like a weirdo in the corner, I'd say, yeah. I mean, then that's the opposite of life of the party. So no, he's not.
I'm not the life of a party involving my children.
Well, they're when asking children, me. They said, is your dad the life around, of the party?
When my children are not around, I'm a different animal.
Are you
animal.
Considered the life of the party?
Pretty much.
Genuinely, who?
Family.
Who said that?
Family.
Who said that?
Ask your aunts. Ask Cardell. Ask Spank. You understand?
My dad dozes off during the parties, and
no,
he
I don't.
Leaves early.
No, I don't. Your parties.
Our family parties.
Yeah, with his kids. Yeah, that don't count.
Oh, I'm not good enough to party with?
Okay. Absolutely not.
You're missing out.
Next question. Read it.
Yay! How do you feel about going to college, and how does your dad feel? Well, I already said a little bit about this. I think college is going to be a time. If I do it right, I want to look back on my freshman year and, like, not even be able to talk about it because I'm so traumatized. Like, that's honestly the goal in question. But I'm really excited, you guys. USC was my dream school. Like, I'm looking forward to the football games. I'm looking forward, obviously, to, like, my film classes because I'm a big film nerd.
Y'all going to go 9-4.
Chill out.
Yeah, y'all going to go about 9-4.
We're winning. What is it called?
9-4.
How do you say, like... In college football, like what is the champ?
We're national
winning the
championship?
We're winning the national championship.
It's not going to happen.
Yes, we are manifesting.
No chance in hell.
I'm manifesting.
No chance in hell.
Do you believe in manifestation?
For me, sure.
They said, how do you feel about college?
I will tell you how I feel about college.
Okay.
I think college has the potential to be the best 4 years of your life. Mm. It doesn't work if you're just partying and you're not achieving in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work if you're achieving in the classroom, but you're not partying enough to have a good time.
Mm.
It's a nice balance of both, but you have to use college effectively. You go to college, you go to class, you get your grades, you make sure you get internships so you can have practical experience before you graduate. In the meantime, you don't have to be a party animal, but in the same place, in the same breath, you're not trying to be a recluse either. You understand? You want to get out a little bit. You want to enjoy your classmates. You want to enjoy, you know, folks that you know, that you get along with. You don't want to do stupid stuff. You don't want to drink and drive. You don't want to get in the car with anybody that's drinking and driving. You don't want to be doing drugs. You don't want to be messing. Anybody out there, particularly a college student, you're doing drugs, you're an idiot. You're getting in the way of your future before it even begins.
My dad always says you can't get addicted to something you haven't tried.
You can't get addicted to something you've never tried. You understand? You got to remember that. And so the kind of good times that you have, you want a level of control. You don't want to be in a situation where... you're not in control and you're dependent on somebody else to watch your back, because more often than not, they will not do so. They will leave you hanging. Mm. And you got to always remember that. And then you also got to think about people like your daddy, because you can't come home to me blaming somebody else for your actions. You come to me, I'm looking right at you. I'm going to say, you knew better. You know better. Mm. I'm holding you accountable. I'm sending you away to college. You are well-armed, mentally and emotionally prepared to tackle on a higher education. Anything that gets in the way of that, you got to nix that. You don't do that, I'm looking at you. I'm not looking at the circumstances. I'm not looking at anybody else. I'm looking directly at who I sent away to college.
Hmm.
That's what I'm looking at.
Clap it up. Clap it up for the TED Talk.
I can't, because you wanted to talk about how long we spent all this time talking about Love Island.
Well, there's still more to talk about.
Why?
Because I'm here, Dad, and I want to talk about more. I want to talk about, someone DM'd me actually and said that there was like some surgery that you could get in Turkey to reduce your forehead, since we talk about this every time that we're here. What do you think about investing in that?
I don't think I need to. I'm not averse to it. The hair club for men going to Turkey, okay, get my hairline to move forward. I mean, it could help me look better, but it's not like I don't look good.
Let me tell you guys, this man walks around, I promise you, the most... Kylie Jenner doesn't look in the mirror and thinks she looks better than my dad thinks he looks. My dad, this man, he can be fresh off the wake up, and he thinks he is just the finest man.
That's not true. I don't think like that.
Everyone asks me why I'm so mean to you. Maybe because I'll be like, oh, Dad, you look nice. And you'll be like, I know. I know I do. Like, still you rise, I guess.
It's just, when you look better.
Did you get that? That was a Love Island reference.
When you look better in your 50s than you did in your 30s, that might have something to do with it.
But you had nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, but after I had nowhere to go but up, I went up and I kept climbing.
But what I'm saying is, if you started from the bottom,
yeah,
there ain't nowhere to go but up.
Yeah, but once I went up, okay, I kept going up.
I didn't stop.
Kept going.
So what's the next? Still going. So then tell us, Dad, what's the next moves? What are the next moves?
Actually, since you asked, this Friday and next Monday and Tuesday, I appear in General Hospital, ABC General
Never
Hospital.
Never mind. Brother.
I will be, will I be shirtless? Will I be in a tank top?
Wait,
you
what?
You will find that out. You will find that
Wait,
out.
Wait, what?
That's right. I had to do a scene.
Wait, what?
I had to do a scene. You understand?
No,
I had
Dad.
I had to do a scene. So it's already been taped.
I need
it's already been taped. It's coming on there. Nope, don't stop it. It's already been taped. It's a Raven, so we got that out the way, right? Not only that.
You're going shirtless on General Hospital?
Well, you got to wait and see. I can't tell everybody that. You're about to see it. It's this Friday. And then Monday and Tuesday.
Dad, why would you
I'll be
you
on the next
do
3 days.
That,
you understand?
Dad, why would you do that?
Because I look good.
Define good.
You'll find, it'll define itself come
Friday. Come Friday?
Fridays,
that's gross.
Friday, Monday,
ask me,
and Tuesday.
Ask me.
You understand what I'm saying? That's what it's going
to
be.
No, ask me, like, what I'm doing to, like, up my game. Go ahead, ask.
No.
Go ahead, ask.
No.
Go ahead, ask.
I don't feel like dealing with that. I don't feel like dealing with that right now. I'm scared of what you'll say, because, you know, I can still put you on punishment.
Oh, I am still a kid.
Yes, you are.
Guys, we got to tread carefully still.
Not just that. You're always my kid. Until the day that you stop coming to me with the things that you need and want.
Dad, if you ever ran for president, would you let me live in the White House?
No, I wouldn't mind that.
Would I be able to pick, like, a really cool, like, bodyguard? Have you ever heard of that movie, The Bodyguard?
Of course I did, with Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Yes.
But then, like, I fall in love with, like, my Secret Service? No?
That's where we going?
I'm just saying, if you're going to be president, how else will I benefit?
There's a lot of things that I could do as president that you could benefit from.
How? Like, what? What do you have in mind?
I'm the commander in chief. I don't have anything in mind. But I'm saying, if I'm the commander in chief, there's an abundance of things that you can benefit from, rather than messing with the Secret Service guy guarding you.
I mean, you know, Dad, you only live once, and I feel like that's an opportunity that's presenting itself. But if that doesn't work, then why do you suggest I don't go on Love Island?
Love Island?
I've yet to find love, Dad.
You don't need to find it! You're 17.
You need to sit back.
You're 17. You're just getting ready to go to college. What do you mean find love? Find grades. Find an internship. Find a career path. What are you talking about? I can't believe that I'm having this discussion with you.
But there's things you need to find too.
Like what?
More money to go to me.
More money.
More money to go to me.
Nope.
You need to find more kindness. You need to
find
a less combative spirit. You need to find a more generous spirit, Dad. You need to find me my own house.
You really are on drugs.
You need to find me an Amex card. You need to find me more clothes. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much to build. Like, how you said, you're still going up. We can go up together. This doesn't have to be a you thing. It can be a we thing.
And then when I'm older and I have nothing.
Nursing home.
And I need you to take care
nursing
of me.
Nursing home.
You can't do that.
Nursing You're home.
You're not going to do that.
Two words, Dad.
Nursing home. So you'd put your dad in a nursing home.
Nursing home. Well, what else would I do? Take care of you myself?
How about that? Or put me in your home and have 24-hour nursing assistant.
In my house?
Yeah, why not?
With my kids? And my car? And my husband? And my pool? And my guest room?
I'm just your dad.
Exactly.
The one that made it all possible.
I would love you from a distance, Dad. You know I love you from a distance. We better that way. You're my heart, though.
Can we leave now? Can you just say goodbye to the audience? Because I'm done. I'm done with this.
I had a great time here with you guys. You know, as always, it really matters that we get to spend this time together. I would love to come back soon, so make sure that you spam the comments, find his email, spam that too. Get me back on.
By the way, why does it say official Samantha A. Smith?
Thank you so much for bringing that up. That's so selfish of you. That's my Instagram. You guys should go drop a follow.
Hold it. Why does it have to be official? Why could it just say Samantha A. Smith?
Because when I saw your username and yours was just Stephen A. Smith, I was like, that's basic. I need to do official so they know I'm not here to play like you are. I had a great time here today, you guys. Clock it. You guys, I had such a good time here today. I love spending time with you all. So does my dad. Thank you guys for taking care of him while I'm gone. But I'm here. Let me know if you guys want to see more. Let me know what you guys want to see. Let me know if I should start my own podcast. Let me know if I should crash his more. I think that there's even more to talk about. Are you asleep while I'm talking?
I'm wide awake.
Dad, like, the levels of disrespect that I experience in this relationship are, like, unfathomable, truly. It's been great, you guys. Have a wonderful rest of your day. As we all know, the hairline is only receding as time goes on. Keep giving him money. We're going to get to Turkey soon. I really do believe in us, and I believe in him. I love you, Dad. Thank you so much for having me on, or you should thank me for having you on my show. And it's been a really great experience. I love you all, and peace and love.
God help us all.
Clock it. Go ahead. Clock it.